I thought that party was never going to end. I'm very glad to be done for the day. Have you finished up with the silver yet, new boy? And you organized it properly? You know her ladyship is quite particular about the forks. Perhaps you'll earn your keep yet. That is, if you can handle this one more duty. I have something else for you that needs polishing. Oh, no one told you of this duty when you took the job? Well, you see, it's my privilege as head maid to thrust this very special duty upon you entirely at my own discretion. Which, speaking of discretion, you can be discreet, can't you? Excellent. Then you can start by lying on the floor. I'm quite serious. Don't forget, I outrank you in this household by a great deal. I could have you sacked first thing in the morning if I wanted. Her ladyship trusts me completely. One word from me, and you'd be out the door and never work as a servant again. I would certainly never do something like that without cause, of course. Dereliction of any of your duties is a serious offence, though. But you look like a good boy. I'm certain you would never do such a thing, so there won't be a need to mention anything to her ladyship. Now, lie down on the floor. Good boy. You didn't even hesitate. Now for the polishing. Here, a little gift for your obedience. My beautiful, silky panties right on your face. I'm afraid they're quite sodden with sweat after a long, difficult day of service. Thankfully, that service has come to an end for the day. For me, but not for you. For you, it is only just beginning. You can keep the panties if you do a good job. Still confused? You won't be for long. It feels so good to finally be off my feet. Your face does make for an excellent seat. I hope you don't mind the sweat too much. I know the smell must be quite strong. I'm also wet with more than just perspiration. Still, that's no excuse for you to dilly-dally. It's time for you to do your duty and polish my pearl for me. Oh. I had expected that you'd need some immediate direction or even discipline, but you're surprisingly skilled at this straight away. Have you done this before? It's just surprising, that's all. You work with such enthusiasm, even though you must be exhausted yourself after such a long day. Don't tell me the sweat is what's making you so enthusiastic. You're tempting your uniform already. It must be so musky down there, especially with my skirt trapping my scent. Or maybe it isn't the smell, but the fact I'm literally sitting on your face. You might not have realized before getting a peek under my skirt that my ass is so big. Well, as much as I'm enjoying your work polishing my pearl, I didn't mean for you to take it quite so literally. You've made me even wetter down there. So you'd better clean up the mess you helped make. Move that tongue lower. Lick the entrance to my pussy. Oh, very, very good boy. Suckle it slowly. Lick up all those juices you made me leak. Good. Boy. Tease me with that tongue. Get me all worked up and ready for the main event. Perfect. You seem to like being instructed. Since you're doing such an excellent job with your tongue, would you like a reward? I'm quite tired, though, so this is the most I'll do for you. Oh, so hard, and already dripping pre-cum. Oh, if I were less tired, I'd be sorely tempted to play with it. I'm afraid you'll have to do this yourself tonight. But don't worry, I'll be walking you through it. So you do like being told what to do. Now, would you like to stick your tongue inside my pussy? You did such a good job with my clit. I think you'll be even better licking me out. You may start jerking yourself as you stick your tongue in. But not too fast, with either your tongue or your hand. Let's keep it nice and slow for now. Spread your own pre-cum around, and keep pumping your desperate cock nice and slow. Pump. Pump, pump, lick, lick, lick. Draw it out like a good boy. We want lots of slippery pre-cum to lube up your cock. And of course, we want lots of my pussy juice for you to drink. I can tell how much you love the taste. You're greedy for it. Already it's making you want to pump faster, but you can't yet. Keep it nice and easy for now. Yes. Then, as the excitement builds, you work up to a faster pace. But you can't go off just yet. You have to be a good boy and make me come fast. And as good as you are, I'm not that easy. Why don't you lick my clit again for a bit while you give your cock a tighter squeeze? Oh. And now, since we're both so excited, you can really start jerking your shaft. Oh, after you start licking me as deep as possible, make certain you drink down my juices while you give yourself as much pleasure as you can. Oh, I want you to associate your own pleasure with having my sweaty, dripping, wet box mashed against your face. Oh. You're so incredible at this that, that I'm going to do this almost every night from now on. Oh. Yes, moan into my pussy, my dear. It feels so good when you moan. I'm going to come soon. And it's going to be very wet. So try not to choke. Or let yourself be smothered by my ass when I start humping your face. Oh, shit. Oh, yes, I'm coming. Oh, yes, you can come too now. Oh, yes. Oh, jerk yourself as hard as you can. Make it a good orgasm. You've earned it, good boy. Oh, God, I hope I didn't deprive you of too much oxygen. I wouldn't want my favorite new seat to be damaged. You were amazing. Yes, I can certainly say that I will be doing this with you more often, especially after a long, hard day like today. Now clean up this sticky mess you've made everywhere. I've cleaned up enough for one day. See you again tomorrow.